31. The global box office tally for the year is nearly complete, and we have a winner. Let's find out what the Disney company did in 2016 to cross the $7 billion mark at theaters. We're joined by Tom Lason, president, New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv, based in Seattle. Tom, before we get into what Disney did, let's talk about the significance of that $7 billion mark. How big of a deal is that for Disney, or really anyone, to cross?
Well, you know, Cisco, round numbers are what they are. You know, the Dow is going to cross 20,000. Ultimately, does the number itself mean anything? Probably not. But what it does is signal a very definite upward trend line when it comes to theater going and movies, which is great for the industry. Records have been set in 2014, 2015, and now 2016, with Disney hitting this $7 billion mark.
So how have they done it?
They've done it by making hits. I know that sounds simplistic, but think about this. They own 5 of the top 10 films domestically and internationally. Marvel Universe with Captain America did $1 billion. Doctor Strange, a big hit. Finding Dory did $1 billion. Zootopia did $1 billion. The Jungle Book almost did $1 billion. Now, of course, they've got Rogue One that opens at $290 million this weekend. And let's not forget the last Star Wars, The Force Awakens. A lot of that revenue flowed into 16 as well.
How much of this is Disney being willing to go, and maybe they've done this historically, I'm not sure, being willing to go outside of the Disney brand to bring in other titles? I'm thinking the Marvel Studios stuff and Lucasfilm and those sorts of things.
Oh, it's huge. They paid $15 billion to buy Marvel, Pixar, and Lucasfilm combined. Everybody thought they were a little crazy. Well, now it looks very well worth it, doesn't it? So they bought great brands that own great franchises, and then also increased their capacity with a lot of production capacity and a lot of great talent behind those purchases, and it looks like it's paying off.
Now there's pressure on Disney, I would imagine, because you have to keep this going.
Absolutely. There are some headwinds out there. You know, their guidance going into 2017 is actually pretty muted, although Jessica Reif-Cohen puts a buy on them up from 105 up to somewhere in the 125 area. But they do have headwinds with ESPN and some of the distribution issues they face over the top. Their guidance was fairly modest for 2017. But, you know, at this point, they look like they're doing everything right, making the right investments in both great franchises, hit movies, and coming up, they've got Beauty of the Beast, Guardians of the Galaxy, Pirates of the Caribbean, Thor, Star Wars Episode 8, so they keep thumping those franchises.
Today, Disney is up about 0.5% at 105.81 a share. Thanks, Tom, for joining us.